Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R, Judge's Report for the week of April 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening anytime via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, Commissioner's Court took place on Monday, April 22nd. A very light agenda. The only new item was discussion of our CJIS audit. CJIS stands for Criminal Justice Information System. This system is used by our county regarding criminal and individual information. Each year, an audit takes place and recommendations are sometimes made to improve the safety and security of the system. In this last audit, a few recommendations were made, which our law enforcement staff have already addressed. In my judge's report, I brought up a meeting I had last week with Commissioner Williams in my office regarding a proposed solar and battery backup system. A company by the name of Xelio, that's X-E-L-I-O, which is a Spanish company that is based out of Washington, D.C., had representatives in my office, and they informed us that they have two proposed sites in Mills County. One site is in the northern part of Mills County, and the other is in the southwestern part. They are currently working on numerous studies, environmental issues, along with transmission grid issues with ERCOT, SRA, and Oncor. Regarding a meeting with the entire Commissioner's Court, the company Xelio informed me that it would be at least 6 to 9 months before they're ready to bring anything to our court. I will continue to keep Mills County informed with any information that I received on this proposed site. Also this week, I have several meetings regarding the Hill Country Transit System. There have been issues taking place for the last year and disagreements between the rural and urban folks regarding transportation services. The district we are in includes Mills, Hamilton, Sensaba, Lamb Passes, Mason, Coryell, Bell, and Milam counties. To briefly set up the issues, the urban group, which includes Temple Clean Harker Heights, along with a few others, wants to form their own transportation district and exclude the rural counties. Now, the Hill Country Transit Group provides a great service for our seniors and others, and we've got some great workers. We want to keep this service for our Mills County citizens. I have been in communication and will have a meeting this week with the Central Texas Transportation District, which is out of Brown County, includes more of our northern counties. There could be a possible merger with Mills and other counties into this other district. As more details emerge, I will keep everyone posted. And our county was blessed over the weekend with good rains. We hope this rainy trend continues. And with that, that's all the news for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.